Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country. Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 6th of May, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we have a special live-in-studio guest. Sue Turner, the singing podiatrist, will be here to talk about music and feet for the next half hour or so. Plus, our usual roundup of what's going on in terms of local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Can you believe it? It is May already. In fact, we've been in it for a week. Looking out the window, it's great being up here. We used to be in behind a brick wall in the second floor of the old Student Union building. You couldn't even see outside. But now we have this beautiful view of the grassy knoll and the trees and a little bit of blue sky outside. And there's this weird inflatable rat's maze out right outside the studio here. It's a UBC staff games thing going on, and there's people in dressed like bears and with happy face t-shirts on, and just teams of staff. Now they've noticed I'm talking about them, so now they're looking over here. But they're having fun, we're having fun. And as I said, Sue's going to be in here to sing some tunes for us and talk about her music as well. But first, we're going to hear from a group that played up at Whistler a couple of weeks ago. They are from back east, but they come out here quite often. They're the Sumner Brothers.
Tell you how a liar will do. He's always coming with something new. He'll steal your heart with a false pretense, make you now like he's your booze on brand. Well, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. When a liar takes the notion to bend and prove, he'll lay around his neighbors and get the news. And nearly every day when you look out, you catch that liar coming to your house. Trouble if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in.
He'll tell it so smooth, you'll think absolutely that it must be true. He'll urge you for to trace the tale, and if you don't mind, you'll be put in jail. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, better let that liar alone. He'll tell you such a lie, it'll surprise your mind. Mix a little truth for to make it shine. When he gets his business fixed just right, well then that liar's gonna cause a fight. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, better let that liar alone. When everything is in perfect peace, along come the liar with his deceit. A hypocrite liar both kicks up a fuss, they're both very bad, but a liar is the worst. Well, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, better let that liar alone.
Yeah, let that liar alone. That's the Sumner Brothers there. And sitting across from me right now is Sue Turner. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, thanks for coming in.
Fantastic to be here.
Yeah. So you have been referred to as the singing podiatrist. Is that exactly like your official title, or is that what you were actually exposed to me by a colleague of mine, Mike Berger, massage therapist. And
well, you know what? I think it was when I was swimming one day where I get a lot of my most brilliant ideas, and I was swimming along and I thought, oh my God, you should call yourself the singing podiatrist. So then I went immediately to the internet and grabbed the URL, and I was the singing podiatrist for a long time. And then I grew out of that and moved on.
Okay. So let's talk about being a podiatrist first.
Of course.
How long has that been part of your life?
Well, let's see, since I was 26 and I decided to move to San Francisco and go to podiatry school.
Mm-hmm. What made you choose that in particular?
Well, I don't know now. I think at the time I wanted some freedom. I didn't want to have a boss. I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to make some money, and I wanted to do something useful.
Yeah.
And that seemed like the thing to do. And when I found out there was a podiatry school in San Francisco, then I had to go.
That's quite similar to my story, because I'm by profession a registered massage therapist, and people ask me the same question all the time, and it really was sort of just the opportunity came up and looked interesting and something I thought I could do, and lo and behold, 20 years later, that's what I'm doing.
So, mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, what is a podiatrist? What does that entail? What do you do?
Yeah, well, a podiatrist is a foot specialist, a foot doctor, a physician, not an MD, but a DPM, Doctor of Podiatric Medicine, mm-hmm. who specializes in one anatomical area of the body called the feet. And for 4 years, we study it. And then for 2 or 3 years, we do residency. And most of us are trained surgically. We know everything about the foot that you could ever want to know. And mm-hmm. so we can treat foot problems.
And why are the feet so important that it would require that much specialty?
Oh, that's a good question. Because they're complicated.
Yeah.
They're complicated. And there's so many things that can go wrong. That somebody decided a long time ago that we need a specialty for the feet.
what kinds of conditions and conditions is the best word to start with. What do you see? Who do you treat? And who sees you and why?
Oh, yeah. Well, pretty much anybody who has feet. I specialize now in biomechanics and making orthotics.
Mm-hmm.
I've just kind of narrowed my focus down to that because that's what I love. But really, the foot has skin, it has blood vessels, it has muscles, it has ligaments. So any kind of like heel pain, people who are active, lots of runners, people who have diabetes or have wounds or ingrown toenails, really common. Any kind of injury,
mm-hmm.
Swelling in the foot, It breaks down.
Well, I know. I mean, from my own experience in massage therapy, there's a lot of issues where people have problems in their knees and their hips and their back and even jaw pain that can relate back to problems that started in the feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the foot is the first thing that hits the ground, so everything all the way up is impacted by how the foot hits the ground. And that's what I do with orthotics, which why I love it so much is because it's so effective. If we can change the way the foot hits the ground, we can cause anything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, great. All right, so that's taking care of podiatry in a nutshell. Let's talk about music. How long have you been a musician and a songwriter?
Well, when I was 37, I had an epiphany on the dance floor at the Yale, and I said, I have to play music. And then I did. I started playing music, and I hired a great piano player, Daryl Havers, to teach me to play blues piano, and then it just took off from there.
Mm-hmm.
Music inspires me constantly, and so now I'm a songwriter. I've done 2 years of music school. I studied jazz piano. I can't really get enough of it, and I would go back to music school. I would play almost any style of music. I want to learn the banjo next, because I'm into bluegrass right now, and it's just ever expanding and always fulfilling.
Terrific. Well, why don't we hear one of your songs as she reaches around to pick up her guitar?
Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this song got written on Galliano Island a couple years ago when I was watching the Netflix special called Nashville, and I was so inspired by the music and country music, and I've always loved country music. I lived in Calgary for a couple years, but I wanted to write my own type of lyrics. So this song is called Later Is a Lie, and I now actually own laterisalie.com. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with it, but I may have t-shirts soon. I'm not sure, but here is Later Is a Lie. Later is lie, I'm not telling anymore. I know what I want, what my life is for. If I don't say no, then yes is never yes. Life goes on. Nobody knows who's that woman so brave. Who is that woman so scared? That woman spinning her wheels to nowhere. Later is a lie, I'm not telling. Cost is too high. Yes is just a door to walk through. If I don't say yes, I'll end up alone. Life goes on. Nobody knows. Well, life is. When you don't know what your truth is, you will know what peace is when you come to life whole. Later is life. I'm not telling anymore. I know who I am, what my life is for. Don't wait for life and love to work out, 'cause life goes on and nobody knows. Life goes on and nobody knows.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. We got Sue Turner in the studio singing and talking with us today. You mentioned that you had gotten your podiatry training in California. Is that where you're originally from?
No, I'm originally from tobacco country in Ontario, where Wayne Gretzky grew up as well. And Stompin' Tom Connor saying, "My back still breaks when I hear that word, Tilsonburg." I grew up in Tilsonburg, Ontario. It was a great place to grow up.
And then what got you to California?
Oh, well, Waterloo, University at Waterloo. Met a swimmer, boyfriend, moved to Calgary, and then couldn't find a job as a kinesiologist, so moved to California to become a podiatrist.
Right. And then what brought you to BC?
Oh, well, you know, I wasn't interested in practicing medicine in the U.S. with the condition, the state of the healthcare system there. Mm-hmm. And I knew I had to practice in Canada, but I could not go back to Calgary after San Francisco. So I headed straight north to Vancouver.
Yeah, I guess we're sort of the closest thing to San Francisco we
can
find.
The West Coast.
Yeah.
It just, just whatever we've got here. Nothing about Calgary, but the ocean, you know,
and
the openness.
Absolutely. Do you perform much in public in front of folks?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. I just went to the city of Vancouver and got my busking license.
Hey.
So that's like the most brave form of performance that there is.
Yeah.
Setting up shop. And I'm going to be setting up in front of shoe stores.
Well, that's appropriate.
That's appropriate. Mm-hmm. For sure, and funny, hopefully, for people, they'll get the joke. But I just want to play my music and inspire people to go out and do whatever it is they is their self-expression.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have songs about feet?
I have, right now, I have one song called The Good Foot Doctor Blues, which I'll have to learn again on the guitar. I played on the piano when I had my blues band.
Uh-huh.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
And
that would be perfect for in front of a shoe store.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So I encourage you to learn it on the guitar.
Yeah,
so
I will. I think I'll write another foot song. I think that will be important to have at least one more.
Mm-hmm. And you could also do gait assessment while you're on the street watching
absolutely.
People walk by.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who knows? Like this thing could turn into a whole career. I don't know, but I'm open to anything.
Do you have any recordings?
I have an album that I did 8 years ago, and I'm recording right now with John Ellis some new songs that are going to be up on Bandcamp very soon under SueTurnerMusic.com.
All right. So as soon as it's available, let us know, and we'll put it on the Dave Radio Facebook page.
You're going to love it. It's amazing.
Yeah. And, of course, we'll play it here, too.
Awesome.
Yeah. Have you got another song for us?
I do. I just visited my brother in Kirkland, Washington. He's got a 10-year-old son. And a 18-year-old daughter who just got a scholarship to play softball in the East Coast of the U.S. And I was out for coffee with him, and he was talking about his daughter, and something happened. I saw something happen for me when I got his love for his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote this song. It's called Of Julia. That's my brother's daughter's name. It goes like this. Isn't even real. It means about as much as the color of air. Time, it's always running out. Where does it go? What's all this talk about? Is it the shy but certain hug of a 10-year-old boy? In my brother's eyes as he talks of Julia. Of Julia. Oh, the moon, it sits at half mast,
crossing the bay. I think if I just have more time, I'll make it one day. To the shy but certain hug of a 10-year-old boy, the memory of walking my dog, the glint in my brother's eyes as he talks of Julia. With each breath, keeping me from life. Why talk about enough when all there is time? All there is love. Like a shy but certain hug of a 10-year-old boy, the memory of walking my dog, in my brother's eyes as he talks of Julia.
Sue Turner joining us in the studio for the next little while. We got time for, I think, one more song from it. But before we do that, I just wanted to just let people know where they can see you, where they can find you. Now, you mentioned that you're going to be performing on May 20th at Trees Cafe on Granville Street. And you have a webpage for your music. Is that
yes,
correct?
I have SueTurnerMusic.com. Mm-hmm.
And then if people want to see you for podiatric services.
Oh, yeah. You should go to strutorthotics.com.
Strut Orthotics.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Feet or music.
Yeah.
One.
And if you want to hear Sue's music, I think we have. Did you? Yeah. You have a CD that you released, right?
I do.
Because I think we play it on the CD player at the Bayswater Massage Clinic, too. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that CD you can get on CD Baby. Yeah, and the new music you can get on Bandcamp very soon.
Right. And we will, like I said, we will announce that as soon as it becomes a visual.
And, of course, there'll be a big, massive celebratory CD release in the fall.
Okay. Well, keep us in touch. Keep us informed.
Yeah.
And have you decided what shoe stores you're going to be busking in front of yet?
Yeah. Right now I've got Lady Sport on board.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in conversation with Ms. Moose on West 4th.
Oh, great.
I'm going to all of my favorite shoe stores where they have the best shoes that you can fit orthotics into.
There you go, you see.
That's right.
You know, you're blending the two together and making it work into one. And
absolutely. You must do that in life.
Yep.
Everything must blend and work together.
Exactly.
It's really important.
It just tears you apart.
The separation of the parts of life. It doesn't work.
All right. Well, thank you once again for coming in.
You are so welcome.
It's been a delight.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
Keep us informed, and we'll keep playing your stuff. And so we have time for one more from you. So what are you going to play us out with?
Oh, you know.
Yeah?
Can I do a cover tune?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Can I do a cover tune?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was just whispering to Dave, asking if I could do a cover tune.
Yeah, in case, so that you wouldn't hear her.
But now you know. Well, I'm so in love with music, and Nancy Griffith is my favorite songwriter. So
oh, yeah.
I do this song of hers, which is actually a Kate Wolf tune,
mm-hmm.
called Across the Great Divide. And it goes like this.
been walking in my sleep, counting troubles instead of counting sheep. Where the years went, I can't say. I just turned around and they're gone away. I've been sifting through the layers, dusty books and faded papers, tell the story I used to know. It was one that happened so long ago. It's gone away yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide. And now I hear the owl calling softly as the night is calling, with a question and I reply. But he's gone across the borderline. He's gone away yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide. Hour I have seen is the one that comes between the edge of night and the break of day. That's when the darkness goes away. It's gone away yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide.
Shut up and sit down.
The 2016 Doxa Documentary Film Festival hurtles headlong into the nonfiction universe. Whether it's one of the best base jumpers in the world or great Maya Angelou soaring the heights of literary fame, this year's selection of films take a leap of faith in the quest for justice, freedom, and naked glory. It's all happening May 5th to 15th, 2016. Check out doxafestival.ca, doxafestival.ca, for more details. Better environmentally sound transportation is bringing you the 20th Annual Commuter Challenge. The Commuter Challenge is a fun, friendly competition between individuals, workplaces, organizations, and students. Participants take transit, rideshare, car share, walk, cycle, or work from home. By tracking commutes online, participants see their total number of CO2 emissions avoided, fuel saved, and calories burned. There's absolutely no cost to register and participate, and you can win great prizes. The event takes place June 5th to 11th, the week after Bike to Work Week. We encourage people to do both. Our goal is to encourage healthy, safe, and green communities along the coast and across BC by promoting sustainable commutes. Register now at commuterchallengebc.ca.
We'll be right back. lover's moon hinting at the pale light. The soldier's wife sleeping Elvis tonight. I'm just trying to testify. Baby,
Did you know that this program is available as a free podcast on iTunes? Just type CITR-Dave Radio in the search box, click on My Face when it pops up, and remember to subscribe. And also, while you're there, check out some of your other favorite CITR shows. We're all there on iTunes. Did I mention it's free?
For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, our look at what's going on in terms of auditions. And let's see, I'm going to wait for it to come up. Auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. You know, it's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds, and we encourage everyone to read for all roles. Go Ballet Youth Company Auditions. Go Ballet is one of the premier ballet companies in the country, and they have a great youth, a professional youth program for dancers between the ages of 16 and 24 years old. You must have dance training of at least 5 years, including some advanced levels in there as well, if you want to do an audition. But it is happening on Monday at 1:30 p.m. at the Goal Ballet Academy. That's at 2345 Main Street. So also in the dance realm, Dance Collective is doing Disney's Beauty and the Beast Junior. This is for boys and girls between the ages of 7 and 18. Musical direction and choreography by Angela King, friend of the show. The production is going on next year, March 3rd and 4th, 2017. And the auditions are happening next weekend on May 14th. And the it's at the Dance Center in Burnaby on Lougheed Highway, 4199 Lougheed Highway. And it's right there, sort of in that area where the Cactus Club and Tim Hortons and Steve Nash is around there on Lougheed Highway. I know that because I live around there. So that's happening next week, May 14th. Check out Dance Collective for more information on that. Fighting Chance Productions doing their next musical, Heathers, in July. And they are still looking for, basically looking for two guys in their 40s to play the roles of Bill Sweeney and Paul Kelly, as well as some other roles too. So contact Fighting Chance Productions to submit your resume and arrange an audition for that. Fringe show looking for a couple of young men. The show is called Just Watch Me, a Trudeau musical produced by Walking Shadow, written and directed by Daniel McLeod. They're looking for three males ages 16 to 25 with some singing, acting, and dancing skills. And hopefully a little bit of hip-hop or tap would be helpful there for you. And that audition is to be announced. So just contact them at Walking Shadow, and they will set up an audition for you. Peninsula Productions doing Canada Works job project in around South Surrey and White Rock throughout the summer. It's called Next Gen, and they're looking for more youth singing performers between the ages of 15 and 29. The troupe will spend the summer creating and performing theater in and around the South Surrey White Rock area, and that's going to be happening sort of early June till the end of August. in Coquitlam. Evergreen Cultural Center is doing a show to celebrate the 125th anniversary of the town of Coquitlam. It's called Coquitlam Rises, and they're looking for youth between the ages of 10 and 21 to do some acting, singing, and dancing. And it tells the story of the cultural and evolutionary rise of Coquitlam with a mix of performance styles. Their auditions are next weekend, May 15th, at the Evergreen Center in Coquitlam. Vagabond Players producing a brand new comedy, romantic comedy, by local playwright Elizabeth Elwood. Elizabeth is also directing it. It's a romantic comedy with ghosts that inhabit a heritage home in the Queen's Park area of New Westminster. That's happening in October at the Bernie Legg Theater in Queen's Park, and the auditions are this weekend. North Vancouver Community Players doing Neil Simon's female version of The Odd Couple, and that is going to be on stage at Henry Hall in September. Auditions are May 9th and 14th. And if you're not familiar with the female version of The Odd Couple, just take the male version and reverse all the genders. Felix and Oscar are now two women, Florence and Unger. All of their poker-playing buddies are now women who play Trivial Pursuit. And the Cuckoo Pigeon Sisters are now two charming Spanish brothers named Costasuela, Jesus, and Manolo. Gotta love it. So that's happening in North Van. And check the Vancouver Library Auditions webpage for details on that one. Also at the Bernie Legg Theater in the summer, the Alchemy Theater Project, in conjunction with the Vagabond Players, are doing Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. And their auditions are next weekend, May 14th, 15th, and then the following week on May 19th. Ellie King has got a couple of shows going on. One is called It's a Dark and Stormy Night, and that is happening in October in Surrey and Maple Ridge. Auditions are in Newton on May 15th. And the other one is called Opening Night by Norm Foster. That will be happening in March of next year. Check into, I think it's Royal City Productions is Ellie King's company. Dark and Stormy Night and Opening Night. Look out for those. Dramatrix Productions, Bad Girls the Musical. We'd spoken about this before, but everything was sort of TBA. So now they have set dates and locations for their auditions. It's called Bad Girls the Musical. It's a Canadian premiere of a musical from Britain. It's set in the fictional Lark Hall Women's Prison. And they're looking for 15 women and 5 men, singers, dancers, and actors between the ages of 18 and 65. British accents are required for that one. You don't need a British accent to do the Giggle Damn Theater, though. That's the comedy restaurant where the service staff also puts on a show for you. They are looking for a full-time female performer and a part-time male performer to kind of do understudy work on their current cast. They perform every Friday and Saturday night throughout the year at their restaurant on Shaughnessy Street in Port Coquitlam, and they do the occasional Sunday or random weekday special event. So if you want to know more about that, Sheila is the person to contact at giggledam.com, and the auditions are happening next week, May 15th and 16th. Green Thumb Theater is having their general auditions in conjunction with Axis. So both Green Thumb and Axis have their auditions coming up, and that's going to be in June 6th and 7th. And they are opening the doors. So union and non-union members are welcome. And they encourage submissions from adult artists with a broad range of backgrounds, including but not limited to race, ethnicity. I never learned how to say this word. Indigeneity, gender, and sexuality. Green Thumb and Axis are both primarily TYA, which is theater for young audiences, but they do main stage productions as well. So if you want to know more about that, contact Shelby. General auditions at axistheater.com. Deadline is the 25th of May. And let's see, Dapper Jumpsuit Productions is doing a show called Red Bulletin, a murder mystery cocktail party. So this is not so much a show as an event. where the cast and the audience kind of mingle together to solve a murder mystery. And that is going to be happening in August. The auditions are in June here at UBC at the Scarf Building. They need 5 men and 4 women between the ages of 13 and 25. The details are on dapperjumpsuit.com. And finally, Gateway Theater's Christmas show, Meredith Wilson's The Music Man, directed by Barbara Tomasek and musical direction by Chris King. That is happening in December, and the auditions are in July. So if you want to know more about that, go to gatewaytheater.com. And if you want details on these or any audition notices, the best places to go are vancouveractorsguide.com and Vancouver Public Library audition site at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. Almost out of time. We got, let's see, I can play. Well, actually, no. What I'm going to do is this instead. The cold reading series is happening again on Monday night. And for those of you who don't know, cold reading series is a regular event. It happens every I think it's the second Monday of every month, or every couple of months. That's what it is. Every 2 months, and it's a place for writers, actors, theater and film people to kind of gather and hang out and read scripts. Writers are encouraged to submit their scripts, and then actors are encouraged to show up and get cast and read the scripts live on stage. It happens Monday night at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. Show up at about 6:30 to get on the casting list, and then the performance gets underway at around 8 o'clock. So that's Monday night at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. And that's it. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Our shout out this week goes to friends of the show Hardline Productions and Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, two local theater companies who have submitted original scripts for the Kevin Spacey Artist of Choice Awards. And their scripts, Red Patch from Hardline and Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, Except in the Unlikely Event of War, have both been shortlisted for this award. It's a $10,000 prize that helps to develop the play and with ongoing support. The winners will be announced later on this month. They're up against theater companies and dance companies and other artists from across Canada, the U.S. and the United States and the United Kingdom. So congratulations, and let's hope both of you get in there. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Eleanor is here to bring us Femme Concept, and she's got another guest with her. So she won't be riding it alone. We're very happy for you, Eleanor. And don't forget Nardwuar at 3:30. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Derby is the epic, full-contact sport with 10 women skating at 30 kilometers an hour, and your favorite Terminal City Roller Girls season has started. They've got games on May 7th and 28th, and the semis are on June 18th. It's all wrapping up with the finals on July 9th, so come on out for the hits, the points, and the bruises, and cheer on your team. Check out tcrg.ca for times and locations.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus.